Nolte, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. By John Nolte on November 23, 2021. In five swing states that former President Donald Trump lost in 2020, he is now beating his fraudulency Joe Biden. Far-left Politico reports that a recent poll conducted by Team Trump shows the former president led Biden in Arizona by 8 percentage points, Georgia by 3 points, Michigan by 12 points, Pennsylvania by 6 points and Wisconsin by 10 points. Should Trump decide to run again, something he's obviously thinking seriously about, these five states, which he won in 2016, and their 73 electoral votes would put him back in the White House. Should Trump recapture the presidency in 2024, he would be only the second president in American history to do so after losing the White House. In four of the five states, the polling shows Trump over the magic 50% mark. Here are the specifics. Arizona, Trump 51, Biden 43. Georgia, Trump 48, Biden 45. Michigan, Trump 53, Biden 41. Pennsylvania, Trump 51, Biden 45. Wisconsin, Trump 52, Biden 42. In the definitely vote for Trump and Biden column, Trump is plus 4 in Arizona, 44-40%, plus 3 in Georgia, 43-40%, plus 7 in Michigan, 45-38%, plus 9 in Pennsylvania, 48-39%, and plus 9 in Wisconsin, 47-38%. The poll also looked at Trump and Biden's respective approval and disapproval ratings. In Arizona, Trump is even at 50-50, while Biden is down minus 19 points, 40-59. In Georgia, Trump is plus 3, 50-47, while Biden is down minus 16, 41-57. Michigan has Trump plus 6, 52-46, and Biden is minus 21, 38-59. Trump earns a strong plus 9 in Wisconsin, 54-45, while Biden is down minus 17, 41-58. On handling specific issues, Trump pretty much murders Biden. The memo has the complete list, which you can see here. Here's a sampling. On handling illegal immigration, in four of those states, voters prefer Trump by more than 30 points. In Georgia, it's plus 23. Trump even tops Biden, albeit by slim margins, on protecting Social Security. On getting inflation under control, Trump tops Biden by plus 20 in four states and plus 16 in Georgia. Same thing with rebuilding the economy, where Trump beats Biden by double digits in all five states. One thing Trump should look at, and look at very closely, is how he is doing so much better on the issues that matter to voters than he is in winning their support. If you're up double digits over your opponent on the economy in, say, Georgia, but only ahead by 3 points, you have to ask yourself why. And this is where Trump's weaknesses come to the fore, his sometimes off-putting personality. Through much of his presidency, he was, without question, victim to a corrupt media funded with billions and billions of corporate dollars used to manufacture lies, turmoil, and tension. But all too often, he contributed to this, made it worse, and wore out his welcome with a public exhausted by the unceasing drama and unpresidential ugliness. After being mostly out of the public eye for a year, Trump is only up 3 points in Georgia. What happens to those numbers if he steps back into the spotlight? What happens to those numbers if the Trump show is renewed for another season without any improvements? Trump was a great president, and he's a charismatic man capable of enormous charm. He's funny and smart and courageous and brimming with good ideas. That guy can trounce Biden. The other guy, the petty, self-involved guy, could easily lose again, and at great expense to the country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.